Well, this morning we have a guest joining us here in our studios. In with us this morning is Deb Brown over at the CAM Schools. Deb, how are you this morning?
Very good. Thanks for having me, Jim.
Absolutely. Now, you didn't run over here, right?
No, I didn't. Not this time. I'd still be working on it.
You'd still be working on it. Well, we're joking because we're actually talking about running here this morning. You've got an event coming up here very soon.
Yes, we do. The CAM High School Girls Track Team is going to be sponsoring a 5K fun run and walk on August 6th. So we're excited about hosting that. Of course, we love running over at Inanita, and we'd just like to have some others come join us.
Well, you've had a lot of interest in some of the different programming that you've done here lately. I know you've had a young kids kind of a training camp kind of a thing to get them into and familiar with different types of track events and things at different times of the year. That's gone over real well. People are really getting into more getting outside, getting off those cell phones.
Yeah, I think it's just real important that we promote as a community and as a school district being active and healthy initiatives. And this is just one way that we can do that.
Yeah, it's good. It's nice to encourage them to do something that hopefully they can do forever. We can always walk. We can always run,
right.
Hopefully. Hopefully we're always in good enough shape to be able to do those things. You've got an event coming up again here, as we said, Saturday, August 6th. This is a 5K run and walk. So really anyone can participate.
Absolutely. It's a great family opportunity for families to come out and you can take it seriously or, you know, just do it for fun. Our track girls will be there, some as participants, some as volunteers, and that's what I tell them as well. You know, you can take it as seriously as you want to. We do have medals for those that are in the top different divisions. We've got 7 different age divisions. So, you know, we have first and second, both boys and girls. So I think we're pretty generous that way, and we're excited to reward those that do take it seriously, but really just a great community and area event to get people together.
There are some pretty good long distance events out there, 2, 5Ks, things like that, that go on around the area during the summer. Are you kind of hoping that this catches on and becomes kind of the rotation for folks over the years?
Yeah, I do. I do coach middle school cross country, mm-hmm. and this will be the first year that CAM has had their own cross country program at the high school. And so this is exciting for, really, it's a great stepping stone for all the cross-country coaches. So, you know, if you can use that, we'd love to have you over. And also, I know Atlantic Fest is, I usually come over for Atlantic Fest, and you, your group over here does a great job. So this is just one week before. This would be a great precursor to getting ready for the Atlantic Fest run.
Yeah, well, like I say, there are a bunch of them around the region during the course of the year. It seems like they all have their time. And a lot of folks like to do that, make kind of a circuit out of it and do several of these to get
themselves. It's a great way to meet people.
Yeah, well, a lot of high school and, as you say, junior high runners, too, will do this because it's time to start thinking about the cross-country season again.
That's
I know
right.
It sounds early, but it takes a while to get in shape. You know, you just don't go in the cage and hit a few balls and you're ready to go. You've got to get your whole body in shape to run.
Yep.
So, well, very good. Well, let's talk now about this because I mentioned earlier this is open to anyone. Is that actually true? It's open to everyone.
Yes, and we want all local and area people to come over, young and old. Mm-hmm. And so we have we do have some the conventional race divisions, and then we also have some because these run is also on the same time as the Steak Fry, their Anita's celebration.
Sure.
So there'll be alumni back. So we added a couple alumni divisions as well. So if you're an former alumni or an alumni from either the CNM graduating Anita or CAM, you can win some cash awards for our elementary as part of your class.
Very good. Well, now, if you're talking about some awards and things, do you have some folks that have helped you to support this event then?
Yes. So I've contacted some area businesses and we've had some that have helped us with some cash awards as well.
Very good. Makes a big difference if you can get that support.
And to cover the initial cost. There's always costs involved with one of these. You hope we're using this also as a fundraiser for the girls' track team. There's always some expenses, but we really wanted to, in addition, to partner with our elementaries. Our girls go over and read at one of the elementaries mm-hmm. through the season, and they've got to know the young people and the young kids over at the elementaries, and of course they mentor for them. So we wanted to take some of what we make and provide an opportunity for both of our elementaries to put in place some healthy initiatives, whether that's fresh fruit with their milk or maybe some incentive programs for more activity at the elementaries. We want to give back.
That's awesome. Let's talk particulars. How do people get involved? How do they get entered for the race?
Okay, there's several different ways. You could always give me a call. My number is Deb Brown, and it's 641-745-7434, and I can send you a form. Another way is going on Fitness Sports race calendar, and you can pull down the app or the application there and entry form and mail it in to us. We do have forms around town. I'll leave some here with you, Jim.
Okay.
And I know there's some at the Nishna Valley YMCA. I've left some down at the Chamber for those that are here in the Atlantic area. If you're in the Anita area, the Wellness Center, all of the CAM schools have them. And also the City Hall and the Municipal Building.
Let's talk about the route.
Okay.
I assume you have it all set up now.
Is
it going to be challenging?
Well, it's not going to be as challenging as we ran the Holiday Hustle in December, and really appreciate everybody that came out for that. That was in December, cold, and was a little more hilly. But I would say it's moderate. I do a lot of these runs myself. I truly enjoy the fellowship with other women my age and meeting and conversing and getting to know people. It's not a flat course, but it's not incredibly hilly either. Of course, I always, like I tell our runners, what goes down must come back up or vice versa. So there'll be some hills, but Anita is a wonderful community and very warm and welcoming. And we will have volunteers on all the corners and encouraging you. And so it'll be a great day and water stations. So it'll be fun.
So it's a fair route. It's fair. So everyone has an opportunity.
Oh, absolutely.
Of course, it's not just a run. It's a walk.
It's a walk, absolutely.
And it's not necessarily a race. For some folks it is, but for others
it is, yeah.
It's just an event.
You bet. If I can throw this in, I have parents all the time ask me, hey, how do I get my kid interested in becoming more active and, improve their times? And I say the first thing is be a role model. If you really believe in staying fit and staying active, do it yourself and do it with your kids. I used to always bring my son up here to run an Atlantic Fest. I always say I did the old lady shuffle while he did the serious 2 and 5. And he turned out to be a collegiate runner, and it was very successful. And I really think a lot of that is I got out of coming to these local races, just the fellowship. Yeah, there was sometimes I'm a little bit competitive, but for the most part, just being with others that are like-minded and are interested in fitness.
Sure, absolutely. And you'll find a little bit of all of that
when
you participate. So again, that early entry deadline is coming up pretty rapidly.
Yes, it's on next week on the 22nd. And what the early deadline is, it'll be $20. You do get a t-shirt and you're guaranteed a t-shirt if we have your entry form by the 22nd, and then you can still register the day of the race or after that, but it goes up $5, it's $25, and t-shirts available while I have them. So you're not guaranteed one, but we'll have a few extra, but I can't guarantee your size or that you'll even get one for sure.
You bet. Well, they have a chance to look over all the paperwork and stuff, all that paperwork, that whole one page, get a chance to find out everything that's going on. Hey, on another topic, kind of related though too, you got a couple of your seniors from this last track season over there at CAM that were honored.
Yes, I'm extremely proud of our two seniors, Lindsay Dinkla and Mackenzie Cross. They were both awarded, they're recipients of the Iowa Track Coaches Association academic
All-State
team, yeah. Yes. I had no idea, this is my first year coaching high school track. I had no idea that what the criteria for that award is. It's extremely high, and I'm possibly even a little higher than in some other sports. And in order to be considered and be a recipient, you have to be a senior, of course. You have to be a state qualifier your senior year, so you have to do it that year. You have to have a 28 or higher ACT score and a 3.8 or higher GPA. I don't know, but that's some tough criteria to meet. And these two young ladies only had two seniors this year. Tremendous workers on the oval. I cannot say enough the leadership they provided on the track, but then also, as you can see, in the classroom.
I'm guessing they'll be helping out, if not participating in the
Yes, I the certainly 5K. Hope so. I know they're both working, but they're wonderful young ladies, and you know, we wish them the best.
And they've helped a lot with the youth camp that
you've
done.
Oh, absolutely. Both of them, the 2 years that we've had the youth camp, they have been instrumental and ran stations and, you know, just really, I've had them over, and they worked with junior high girls when I was coaching junior high. Mm-hmm. They share what they know and really truly lead by example.
That's awesome. Yeah, I've always been a believer that in this life, you get what you give.
Absolutely.
So if you are willing to give to others, then it will come back to you in some way, shape, or form. And there's another good example.
Yes, they're very just good. Really very proud of those two young ladies.
Two good examples, actually. Yeah, very good. All right, well, let's wrap this up here this morning, because we've got to get folks signed up. That early entry deadline, again, is the 22nd, so it's coming up here very soon. A $20 entry fee, and that includes your T-shirt, as Deb mentioned. No guarantee on the T-shirts if you go after that deadline. They'll try as best they can, but $25 over the entry fee after that. And again, that run is on Saturday, August 6th. You're going to tear up Anita, tearing
we
up the
town. We are
going
to.
But you'll leave it in good shape. 8 a.m.
Yes,
start time.
Start promptly at 8 a.m. We will absolutely be done for anyone that's interested in participating in the parade afterwards. We'll have you in and out of there. You'll have plenty of time.
Very good. Deb, thanks for coming in, and thanks for all your hard work in organizing.
Well, thank you so much, Jim.